Last week in our letters section, I read letters from listeners upset that I'd spoiled the ending of Million Dollar Baby, to which I responded, "Where's the statute of limitations on this thing?" And thereupon we spoil the endings of The Crying Game, Psycho, and Citizen Kane. That prompted more letters from irked listeners who suggested that a simple apology would have been classier. I agree. So permit me to say that I am sorry and I will try not to do it again. Then it occurred to me that, though I may be able to avoid it, reviewers have to deal with this problem all the time. In fact, New York Daily News TV reviewer David B.N. Cooley had just written a column on it. So I called to ask him how he handles it.
I really try to write all of my reviews about programs that are in advance without spoiling even good jokes and certainly plot twists, because I want the viewers to be as surprised as I am when I saw it. But at some point, to talk about why that movie is good or bad or why it resonates with audiences, somebody's got to be able to say, here's why.
Now, you devoted a whole column to the issue of spoilers, and you said in the age of TiVo, you can never satisfy everybody.
And it gets worse because there are people, and I like these people, who say, there's so much junk on commercial network television regarding the commercials that they wait for the DVDs for a TV experience. Well, that's fine, but I work for a newspaper, you work for the radio, and we get to talk about these things a little bit sooner than the last person who saves the last chocolate in the box.
What do you propose a frustrated listener or reader do?
Well, only that person knows what his or her timetable is for enjoying something. And if you're not going to watch your 6 Feet Under episode for 3 weeks, then, you know, stack up the newspaper articles, turn off the radio when you hear it mentioned so that you do get that experience. I do that when I saw Million Dollar Baby. I knew something was going on and it was in headlines and it was in op-ed pieces, but I just stacked those up until I could get to it and enjoy it myself. So you can do it if you want to, if it means that much. And if it doesn't mean that much, then don't make such a fuss. It's insane to me. Once it's been broadcast, as far as I'm concerned, it's out there.
So for movies, what would you say the statute of limitations should be?
Well, since most movies, unless they're giant hits, disappear from the multiplexes within 2 or 3 weeks, if I were a film critic and I wanted to come back and really talk about The Sixth Sense as a perfect example, I would say a couple of weeks is fair. Certainly you don't have to wait for a video release or any subsequent window.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. I feel your pain.
David B.N. Cooley is a reviewer for the New York Daily News, who can also be heard on NPR's Fresh Air.
Good luck with this one. It's a losing battle, I fear.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.